your bags upon the bus. One more time you roll away from us. But before you call and tell me be all right, I thought I'd do some leaving too. So whatever dreams you're chasing, while you're searching and replacing, I'll be getting over you. Thought I'd do some leaving too. You can't satisfy your birds to roam this time when you find your way back home. I'll be on the road away from you. I thought I'd do some leaving too. So whatever dreams you're chasing, while you're searching and replacing, I'll be getting over you. Thought I'd do some leaving too.
Sally Jones and I wrote. Sally's back there working the board, soundboard tonight. Nice hand for Sally. Normally she'd be up here singing, but we've both been struck by a bad bug and it hit her a little worse. Maybe she's just writing notes tonight. I haven't introduced the fiddle player yet tonight. And
please calm down.
See, you need no introduction. You know.
Myrna knows me.
Great musician, comes from the state of Kansas originally, and we've been working with him. That's right. He's played with a lot of different groups. He's actually a former Sunny Mountain Boy, as a matter of fact. He's spent some time with Jimmy Martin. And
my therapy's going quite nicely, thank you.
And he's a great picker that has been with us for a little over a year or so, or something like that. We lose track of time. But he's got a great CD of his own out called The Devil's Box. Please make welcome Mr. Matt Combs. And here with the bass fiddle is the guy who's making his triumphant return here. He was worked with the group for quite a while, and in fact, he played bass on every single cut of the new CD, so I really thought he should be back here for the release party. He's no longer with the band. He is working full-time with his church in Kansas City, and he came to Nashville personally to tell me. You know, I think that was very big when he came in. And seriously, he came and told me he was leaving the group, and he had this opportunity. And I, being the good, understanding band leader that I was, I said, well, Earl, wake up, man. You're throwing your life away. How could you do this to me? And you'll never work in this town again. So that's just the way I am.
My therapy's going nicely, too.
Yeah. No, we wish him all the best in his fairly new endeavor. He's been going at it for a while, but he's still very much involved with music, and we're glad to have him back here. for this album release party, make welcome the one and only Earl Hess. We're short a banjo player, which means we're going to call up a new one. Make welcome a guy here. This is Dave Talbot. Dave is a very fine banjo player with the Larry Cordell and Lonesome Standard Time. We're very pleased to have him as part of our group off and on here for a while, and had a very memorable tour of the West. He's still recovering from that. Mighty fine picker. Glad he could be here tonight. And he's about to play in the hardest song we know. This is one that Earl wrote. This is... We have actually never done this on stage, so you are our... You and everybody on the internet tonight are the guinea pigs. But this is... This is called, Earl wrote this song, and it's a great song about a place he passed by, probably driving to Nashville from Kansas City, as a matter of fact, a place called Slave Rock, and the story behind this place goes like this.